I had this prepared last week. I was one step ahead. But tonight, when I read through it before I came down tonight, to make sure I know what I'm talking about, get the topic, and David Vaux came in my mind when I was reading through here. I think I'm going to send him these notes tonight, and you'll see. Look at yourself in what I'm saying here, of course, but just think about David when we're doing this short message. It's called Straight Paths for Our Feet, and it's in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 11 to 13. So if you'd like to open there, please. All right, Straight Paths for Our Feet. Hebrews 12, verses 11 to 13 says this. Now, no chastening, listen to this, no, Hebrews is talking about people being corrected here, people being corrected. It says, now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Exercised by chastening. Okay? Got a bit of a bashing up. All right? Wherefore now, after you've been chastened, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. All right, let's pray and ask the Lord to help us to see what we need to get out of this tonight. Thank you, Lord, for this portion of Scripture that we've just read, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word is a spiritual word, Lord. And you tell us, Lord, that unbelievers cannot understand the word of God because these things are spiritual and it's nonsense to the unbelievers, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that you have given us your Holy Spirit to help us, Lord, to understand the things that your word tells us and wants to impart to us, Lord. And we pray that tonight we will have ears open, Lord. Have our ears open to hear, Lord, your voice speaking to us, and also our hearts, Lord, ready to receive the things that you might even chasten us with tonight, Lord. Just bless the people for coming out, and bless this short message to them, Lord, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, our opening scripture tonight addresses the need for Christians to be consistent in doctrine and in practice. In other words, consistent in what we believe from the scriptures and how we put what we believe into how we conduct our daily lives. Unlike the crooked paths that a multitude of people in the world and in the professing churches are walking along today, God's word instructs us that we are to make straight paths for our feet, which is the title for my message, my little study tonight, straight paths for our feet. That's the title. For people that like that sort of thing, that like to make notes, what did Huey preach on? Straight paths for our feet. Those who are gullible and deficient in spiritual discernment, the lame, it talks about the lame in there, you see. The lame, they're the people that are deficient in spiritual discernment, are easily turned out of the right way. They are easily deceived by the unbiblical promotions of church leaders who use almost anything supposedly new while despising the straight old paths wherein is the good way. Now, we read about the straight path and the good way in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verses 16 to 19, if you'd like to turn there, please. I've only got a couple of scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 16, and verses 16 to 19. We learn about a path that the Lord wants us to walk along. The prophet Jeremiah pronounced God's instructions to the Israelites, and he continues to pronounce them to us today through the scripture. God talks to us, all right? Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, the Israelites said, they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, sheepdogs, all right? I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. By refusing to heed sound doctrine, the Israelites themselves made themselves vulnerable to false teachers who sought to lead them astray from God's straight and narrow path. Today, unwary Christians are being tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine that is propagated by the trickiness and cunningness of men who lie in wait to deceive them. We read about that in the scriptures. We read of the Apostle Paul's prophetic warning about this type of situation already emerging in the churches in Ephesians 4:14, and we can observe many specific examples of it today, especially regarding the multitude of new things being promoted by the Pentecostals, the Charismatics, and the Roman Catholics, and unfortunately by the Independent Baptists. They've got all these new things, you see. They're despising the old path and the old way, and they've got God's doing a new thing. And we've got some new paths to walk along. They are all following along the crooked paths of popular and highly honoured leaders, blissfully unaware that they are heading along to a destination of sorrow and distress. They may be excited about their journey at the moment, but it's a deception, and tragedy looms ahead. If you don't walk with the Lord, you're going to end up upside down. It's important that we heed God's warning, so that we don't become ensnared by these deceivers who are promoting the current winds of false doctrines. But how can we be sure that we are making straight paths for our feet? The Word of God tells us in numerous scriptures how we can be sure of that, and I'm going to mention just a couple of examples tonight. How can we know for sure that we're on the straight path? All right, here we go. Firstly, to remain on a straight and narrow path, we must closely follow the Lord, for He alone has the power to make the crooked places straight. All right. In Isaiah 42:16 we read, I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. As we determine in our hearts to commit our ways to the Lord and serve Him and honour Him, His promise to us is that He will not forsake us. And He will light our way along a safe path through the present darkness that now exists in most contemporary churches as well as in the world. He won't lead us along a crooked, winding path, but along a straight path. As we walk with Him, He will lead the way. All right? You believe that? That's right. As we heed the Lord and walk with Him, He will make our path straight. Amen? So that's the first one. Secondly, we need to pray like the psalmist prayed in Psalm 27:11, where it's recorded, Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. We've got lots of enemies, my friends. The devil's out to get us. The devil's out to get us, all right? And he mightn't be out to get us by jumping over the fence here and looking like the devil. He might come as something very, very nice looking, all right? So we need to be aware and vigilant about our enemies. So, teach me thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Why? Because of my enemies. I need you to lead me, Lord. That word translated as plain, in lead me in a plain path, is a Hebrew word that also has the meaning of being straight. A straight and even path. It's a straight and even path. As we learn from the teachings of the scriptures how it is that God wants us to live our lives, and as we apply those teachings to the way we conduct ourselves before God and men, God will lead us along a straight and even path. Not only will it be a straight path, but He tells us that it will be an even path also. So, I've been on a lot of straight paths in my lifetime, particularly up in Cape York Peninsula where I grew up. But they were so rough that you needed a four-wheel drive to get along them. They were straight, but they weren't smooth. They were rough. And you needed a four-wheel drive to get from point A to point B. Even though you were heading straight, it was very rough and sometimes boggy. But God wants us to have an even and smooth path as well as a straight path so that we don't stumble and trip on the obstacles that life presents us with. Okay? That's the second thing. Thirdly, if we want to be safe from those who would lead us astray with false teachings, we need to be aware that we cannot trust our own understanding, but rather we are to trust in God to direct us onto a straight path. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 and Psalm 37, 4 and 5, my favourite scriptures, and these are ones that I encourage David Vaux with repeatedly. these two scriptures. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Thy paths. Okay. And Psalm 37, 4 and 5 is similar. It reads, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Anyone who knows me, who has known me for any length of time, will have heard me quoting these scriptures. Okay, particularly to young Christians who are concerned about whether they are really in the will of God, or whether the direction they're heading in their walk with the Lord is the right direction. I always use those two scriptures. Just serve God. My advice to them, same, young or old, serve God. Somebody comes to me and says, "I don't really know where God's leading me." Serve God. Just go all out to serve him, all right? Just serve God. Trust God and commit yourself to him. Read your Bible. Pray. Be in close fellowship with other Christians rather than the unsaved. Be in church when the doors are open, and do not forsake yourself from assembling with the saints. Don't trust in your own understanding without subjecting it to the Word of God. All right? I've heard so many people over the years, professing Christians, who have sworn black and blue that they love the Lord their God with all their heart and soul, and that they read their Bibles every day, but who are prepared to do something totally unbiblical because their heart tells them that it's right. So many people over the years have told me, I feel it in my heart that this is right. Young Christian blokes get married to non-Christian girls and vice versa because their heart tells them that it's right. They go by their heart rather than the Word of God. The Word of God says, do not be unequally yoked. You're heading for a disaster. Everything might seem great today, but 10 years down the track, you'll wish you were dead. I mean it. You can end up in such disaster by being unequally yoked. Young people, you need to listen, 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 listen. It feels right in my heart, they say, so it must be right, despite that the Bible warns against it. We can't trust our heart because the Bible plainly tells us in Jeremiah 17:9, what does it tell us? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It's wicked. We've still got the sin nature, my friends. And there's a question after that statement. The rest of the verse asks, who can know it? Who can know our hearts? Well, in verse 10, God himself answers the question for us. We certainly can't know our heart, but God can. God does. He reminds us in verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doing. God will reward you, good or bad, my friend. The reins are our thoughts and affections, which God knows and rewards according to how they are in accordance with his word. Our thoughts and affections have to be in conformity with the word of God. All right, and the only way you can tell what the Word of God is by reading it. Amen? And the same applies to our actions. We have to have our actions dictated by the Word of God. But as we trust in God, acknowledging him and delighting ourselves in him, committing ourselves to him, he will make straight our paths through this life and bring to pass the desires that he has placed in our hearts. Now that can be taken two ways, and I've talked about that before. But I'm just going to say, commit your way unto the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord. Delight yourself in him and acknowledge him. And he will bring those desires in your heart that he's placed there to pass. Closely follow the Lord in his word. Sincerely pray that the Lord will teach us through his word. Trusting not only our own understanding, but acknowledging what his word teaches us. And he will make straight paths for our feet through this life, protecting us from the influence of teachers who are leading a multitude along a very crooked path. Psalm 119, 105 reads, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The previous verse reads, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. A lot of people read that, oh, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. But the previous verse tells us how that lamp can be lit and show the way for us. It says, through thy precepts, through thy word, I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. We've got to get away from the false stuff and get towards the God stuff. And he says, I'll shine a light before you. And that includes the false way that those who would attempt to lead us off the straight paths and onto a crooked path. Our opening scripture cautions us to make straight paths for our feet as we walk along on our journey with God. As we trust in the Lord, commit ourselves to him, and acknowledge him in all our ways, he will bring everything to pass for us. Amen? Let's pray and close. Thank you, Lord, for this short study in your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for revealing to us through your word, Lord, how it is that we might have straight paths for our feet, Lord. And not only straight, but smooth, Lord. Thank you for your word that has instruction in there, Lord, for us and everything that we need to know and do, and how we should conduct our lives and how we could live our lives, Lord, according to your desire for us, Lord. We thank you that your word tells us that your word is a lamp and that it can shine. The word of God can shine before us and we can see, Lord, in the darkness, that we won't be stumping our feet against rocks in the darkness or slipping on slippery stones trying to get across a creek or whatever, Lord, that you will make a path for us, Lord, that is safe and secure. And Lord, we will end up in a place that you have for us, Lord, in your will. Just bless the people as we go, Lord. Bless the rest of our week, and keep us safe, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.